Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. Not to talk over the boss or nothing, but 810 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And joining us now, kind of an interesting conversation about a program that's launching here in the area. Sean Salamita is the president of the Lakeview Center, and we just had him on a couple of months ago to talk about the Central Receiving Facility. This is a whole different thing. Sean, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for having me back.
Great to have you on. So Home Base is the name of the program, and there's a big event coming up on Friday, right?
Yep. It's a big deal. It's good news for this community. New resource brought to this community to help a population that is in need. Home Base is a little bit of history about Home Base, and on Friday we'll be celebrating the official launch of the program. We'll have a launch ceremony down at Veterans Memorial Park at 9 a.m. Public is welcome to join us. But just a little bit of background. So Home Base is based out of Massachusetts. It actually was started. It's a nonprofit organization that was started by the Boston Red Sox Foundation. And their mission is to serve military veterans and their families. And it's a very holistic approach that they take. They focus on employment, on physical care, then they also focus on mental health care. So they have a location in South Florida that's been up and running for a couple of years. And with Pensacola being such a large military community, they set their sights on this as a possible new location. And so for over the last year, Lakeview's been working with them to provide that mental health component. So we are very excited to be seeing this new level of care brought to the community with all we have over 39,000 active duty military living in this region. 12% of our workforce is veterans, and that's twice the national average. And so we have a large population, and there is a high incidence of veterans with post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression at a very high rate because of you know, the things that they're exposed to and the things that they endure while they're in active service. And so again, Home Base's mission and we're glad to be part of that is to provide support to those individuals in the form of mental health services.
No, that's fantastic. Is it going to be former military members, veterans, or is it going to be current active duty members, or both? Anybody?
It's for veterans.
Okay.
It's for those that have served and their families, and that's another cool thing about this is that they don't just serve the individual; they serve the whole family. So that will include us. So. When Home Base identifies someone that needs mental health care, they'll refer them to us. And that may be the individual veteran, or it may be their spouse, it may be their kids. We'll be prepared to treat the whole family.
And is Home Base, is it a group of people? Is it just kind of an organizational construct? Is it a physical location? Like, what actually is going to change in terms of what's available here in Pensacola?
So what Home Base does is, it's a nonprofit organization, and they seek partners within the community to provide for the needs of the veterans that they serve through that program. So what will change here is, they advocated through the Florida legislature and the Blue Angels Foundation for a $2 million allocation to launch this program here in Pensacola. And so their funding, that includes treatment services from us. So what they told us is we need your most highly experienced and credentialed counselors, those experienced working with post-traumatic stress disorder, we're going to come in and we're going to train you on our evidence-based model. We're going to train those counselors on how to work specifically with post-military families. And they provide all of the cost of services. So they'll pay for the treatment of these individuals, regardless of whether they have insurance or not, or what their insurance is. So they'll also partner with others in the community, again, for those medical, physical rehabilitation needs that need to be met. And so I think we'll just see their program and their presence continue to grow and expand over time here in the community. They have a big mission, a great mission, and they have very high standards. Another thing I didn't mention is really gold standard level of care. When I called down to the South Florida, my counterpart down in South Florida, who's been running this program for the last few years, they said, you know, they benefited a lot just from the training that Homebase provides. So, for example, last month, Homebase trainers came down and they did training on site for the five counselors that we've identified that will work with these individuals. Actually, we had one late addition. One of the five was a late addition, so we sent him to Massachusetts to get his training up there. And they're going to continue to come and work with us and make sure that we are, continuing, those councils are continuing to demonstrate and grow in our ability to serve veterans with these evidence-based practices. So
that's
really going to elevate the level of care and the level of resource in the community for veterans.
And I love the idea of the specificity of training for those particular problems that tend to be most prevalent among veterans. That's great. Sean, hang on for just a second. We'll come back to you for just one more question. But John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on Avalon Boulevard headed southbound to I-10. You're still seeing some delays there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sean Salamita. He's the president of Lakeview Center. Sean, for people who might want to get involved, obviously they can come to the event on Friday at Veterans Memorial Park at 9 a.m. That's a great introduction. But beyond that, or they cannot go or for whatever reason, how do they get information about Homebase?
Well, they can go to the Homebase website. You can actually contact us at Lakeview Center.
Okay.
And we will provide that linkage. All the referrals, all the applications for services for veterans would go through Homebase. So that's where we're directing folks if they want to learn more, and they want to apply for services. And then Homebase reviews the applications and then decides who to refer to us for that clinical piece.
Okay. And then just last thing, not on Homebase particularly, but, you know, you were on the show about 6 months ago announcing basically the launch of the facility, the intake facility for Baker Act. How has that been going? We're 6 months in. How's it been going?
Yeah, great question. It's going great. So far, so good. We are about 6 months in. Just as a reminder to listeners, all adult Baker Acts for Escambia and Santa Rosa County are bought to Lakeview Center campus to our central receiving facility. And we do the screening to determine whether an involuntary admission is necessary or not. So we're doing about 350 screenings a month. About half those individuals do meet criteria for admission. So they go to our crisis facility there at Lakeview, or they go to Baptist Healthcare, the Behavior Medicine Center, or they go to the Pavilion at West Florida. What I think is a real positive is the ones that are not meeting admission criteria, we're able to offer follow-up services, and over half are accepting that, you know, that offer to provide services through Lakeview or through others in the community. So the idea is we're engaging them in care.
Oh,
so
that's great.
It's still early. We're still, you know, we still have bumps along the road and things were wrinkling out. But overall, I'm very proud and happy with our central receiving system. You know, and that includes all of our partners too. Law enforcement's been great as well.
No, I appreciate the numbers on that because, you know, it really helps me get my brain around how big of a problem it is that you don't hear about. If you're taking 350 Baker Act candidates, you're actually meeting criteria with about 175 a month. And then of the 175-ish a month who do not meet criteria, you're still providing them service follow-up if they want it, and 90 or so of them a month are still taking that. That's a lot of people that you guys are able to help through not just the intake, but also through the follow-up for people who don't meet the criteria. So that's really good news. Sean Salamita, he is the Lakeview Center president. Again, Home Base is the name of the organization. The event is Friday at Veterans Memorial Park right downtown in Pensacola, 9 a.m. if you want to be a part of it. Sean, thanks for all the work you're doing on mental health in our area and for spending some time with me this morning telling our listeners about the program. I appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 820 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle and trying to decide, you know, what to do, where to buy, where to shop, Frontier Motors, a great selection of good quality used vehicles, about 300 on the lot. And they specialize in cars that are good quality and almost new, like a year or two or three, maybe four, you know, maybe 10,000, 20, maybe 40,000 miles on them, something like that. They warranty them up to 100,000 miles in 10 years because they stand behind them. They sell you A-quality cars. That's what they're always shopping for, is A-quality cars, cars you can trust, a used car that they will stand behind that you know you can count on. That's kind of the idea. That's why we like them, because it's peace of mind knowing that, you know, they're going to take care of me if there's anything with the car, right? And that I'm going to get a good one to begin with. If they have exactly what you want, buy it. They got a lot you can sample. If they don't have exactly what you want and you want to, you know, say, hey, I kind of like this in blue, not green, go find it for me. Or, hey, I kind of want the EX, not the LX. You know, they go looking for cars for people all the time. They've got a shopping list. Okay, some are easier to find than others, but the point is, you know, put them to work for you. They're glad to do that. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare, we're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
Hi, I'm Kim Klein, and I'm running for the Florida House District 2. 90% of my incumbent opponent's donations have come from outside the district, while nearly all of mine have come from the hardworking people in District 2. Unlike my opponent, I work for the people right here at home, and not for South Florida developers, lobbyists, and corporate interests. We need independent leaders whose main priority is serving the people of Northwest Florida and preserving our local way of life. VoteKimKlein.com.
Paid for and approved by Kim Klein, NPA, for Florida House District 2.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So you had a big scare up there, huh? Oh, yeah. Want to see something really scary?
Andrew was standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
That was pretty good. Was
Thank
that
you.
Your deep voice?
That was my deep voice. That's my, you know, cut spots for other radio stations, promote them like it's a hard rock station, you know. And now back to Thin Lizzy. 826 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Now I'm going to have a cough all day. That's what happened. That is one of my all-time favorite videos for showing the thing that the song is about, of having all of these individual people singing the aspirational lyrics of I Want to Be a Rock Star. And it is the super creepiest video, too, because you have little kids singing about all this. I mean, but it's a great storytelling device. Anyway, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Not seeing any accidents right now. We're seeing just a minor slowdown. If you're on 98 going westbound toward the Avalon Beach Bridge, of course, through that construction zone, you're going to see delays. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, give me your best, Keishi voice for, you know, classic rock promo, like Deep David.
Deep David, huh?
Okay. All right. We'll go back to regular David.
That's what I thought. I want to do the hunting voice. No, U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon has rejected a request to step away from the case against Ryan Ruth, who's charged with attempting to kill former President Trump as he played on his golf course back in September. The judge says she's never spoken to or met former President Trump except as a defendant in the documents case that she tossed. Now he's a victim. Ruth has pleaded not guilty in the attempted assassination. Sad news, actress Terry Garr died at 79. Yeah. She was the star of a lot of films, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Tootsie. She died on Tuesday.
Phoebe's mom on Friends.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
She's had lots of roles, yeah.
And there is some new details on those arson cases, the damaged ballots and drop boxes in Washington State and Oregon. The New York Times reporting the incendiary devices that were used to burn the ballots had the phrases Free Gaza and Free Palestine written on them. Investigators are looking into whether those devices were actually planted by pro-Palestinian activists or if the suspect was trying to play on existing divisions.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, have you seen the video of the, I think it was the Oregon box on fire, and the firemen are like raking out the burning ballots out of the box? It's gruesome to watch, and especially because, yeah. I mean, ballots to me are sacred. Ballots are, I mentioned Absolutely. Yesterday that, you know, a person who would destroy ballots is really destroying kind of the heart of the American constitutional concept. And, you know, I don't know that I want to execute them, but it does sort of whiff like treason to me, you know? And watching that, it's distressing to me to watch that, to watch like a flag be burned. It's the same kind of feeling that I had when I was watching that. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. David, thanks so much for the update. Meanwhile, in the World Series last night,
Freeman cracks one deep to right field and gone again. Freddie Freeman floating in the World Series. Four games, four home runs. You gotta be kidding.
Who pitches to him with a base open? Kind of a nut with Mookie Betts on second base, pitches to Freddie Freeman in the first inning. Are you insane? Now, they did pitch to him later when they had men on base and nothing happened out of it. They got lucky later on. Of course, the big decider in this game was in the third inning with Anthony Volpe with the bases loaded.
New York kid, bases loaded, two out.
Cranks a ball, deep left field. Volpe with redemption.
That made it 5-2 at the time, and the Yankees ran away with it 4-5 in the end anyway. It seemed like it might be a game, and then they got, you know, Graber Torres got another home run in the bottom of the eighth with two men on, so that was, it was all over. That was it. But at least, look, I like a game, right? I like a game. I like there to be competition and conflict and challenge and drama, and, you know, I would, though I'm never going to say anything in favor of the Yankees, hard to say anything in favor of the Dodgers, at least the Yankees put up a fight. And now you don't know what's going to happen. You know, anything can happen, right? All right, coming up next, the frivolous topic. We'll have a good time talking about something completely unrelated to anything.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. VP Kamala Harris with her closing argument on the ellipse eclipsed by President Biden's comments, talking about Trump supporters.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters, his demonization of seen as unconscionable.
The White House says he was only talking about the comedian at a Trump rally who made a garbage joke about Puerto Rico. The VP told supporters she would unify the country.
On day one, if elected, Donald Trump would walk into that office with an enemies list. When elected, I will walk in with a to-do list.
As Donald Trump was telling Fox's Hannity this.
We're going to take care of our borders immediately day one. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We have more liquid gold than anybody else.
Last GDP report before the election, economic growth down to 2.8 from 3%. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 70 degrees in Pensacola. A Pace man has died after a crash on Chemukla Highway last night. FHP says the man was riding a motorcycle near Smyer Drive when an SUV pulled out in front of him. The rider died at the scene. Troopers say the driver of the SUV also suffered some minor injuries from that crash. A vehicle that had been stolen in Alabama crashed outside the gates of NAS Pensacola yesterday. Escambia County deputies were following that vehicle at the time. They say the driver was speeding when the crash happened. The driver was not hurt. No other details have been released. A Pensacola woman is facing charges after allegedly shooting at a man after an argument. 28-year-old Malika Cole was arrested Monday. Deputies say she went to Tibbetts Lumber on West Michigan Avenue and was arguing with the man, then started hitting him. The two were separated by employees. Investigators say that's when Cole grabbed a gun and shot at the man. Now, nobody was hurt during the incident. Cole was located and taken into custody shortly after. There were some reports yesterday making the rounds that the shopping center building where Hobby Lobby and Books A Million are located on Davis Highway had been purchased by a church, and the report said the stores were set to close, but Hobby and Book shoppers do appear to be safe. Those stores will both remain open, at least throughout their lease terms. The building was sold, though, to Destiny Worship Center. For now, the church says that building will be an investment property. They're not planning on expanding into Pensacola just yet. Destiny Worship Center does have locations in Crestview, Freeport, Fort Walton Beach, and in Panama City. Well, good news if you'll be traveling during the holidays. A big parking lot expansion set to be complete at the Pensacola Airport before the busy travel season kicks in.
We have passed 3 million passengers. So those additional 434 new parking spaces will be available just before the start of the Thanksgiving holiday travel period. We are still on track for that, fortunately, and we anticipate the work will be completed by November 18th.
And that announcement from Mayor D.C. Reeves yesterday, and he also reacted to the big news last week that the airport terminal expansion has received $4 million in federal grant money from the FAA's airport terminal program. Reeves said between the FAA grant and state funding, they've already secured $9 million. To go towards that project. And also, looks like we've got a new grand opening date for Bruce Beach Park in downtown Pensacola. The opening date for the second phase of that park work has been set for November 8th. Mayor Reeves said that the bacterial testing had been done. There's been no health advisories now for the Bruce Beach area from September 30th until October 23rd. The latest phase of the work includes some of those new walking paths and a kayak launch, among several other improvements that have been made. And Donald Trump appears to have a pretty comfortable lead in Florida now. This according to a new Florida Atlantic University poll that was released yesterday. It shows Trump leading Kamala Harris in the state by 9 percentage points. The Senate race, a little bit closer. Senator Ricks got up about 4 points on Democrat challenger Debbie Mercosell Powell. As for the amendments, according to the this FAU poll, Amendment 3, which would legalize recreational marijuana, is polling at right about 60% support right now. Amendment 4, that would legalize abortion until fetal viability and beyond in some cases, is currently polling at about 58%. It's 8:35 at News Radio. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. Things are flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a few passing clouds. Temperatures warming up near 81 degrees for the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. As we head into your Halloween, temperatures near 80 degrees for your high. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. Keeping the mostly sunny skies around on Friday with a few passing clouds, high near 81 and a low near 66. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And 70 degrees right now in Pensacola. Cola, 68 in Gulf Breeze, 69 in Milton. And your money now this morning. Our markets mixed at the opening bell. The Dow's down 32 points at 42,200. S&P's down just under 6 points now at 58.27. The NASDAQ is up 5.5 points at 18,718. 10-year bond rate down a bit, 4.22%. Gold price is up 1160 at 27.92.70. Silver price is down just about 50 cents at 33.94. Bitcoin up over 1,200 today at 71,614.99. Today's third quarter GDP report is going to be released. It'll be expected to show a cooling of inflation along with some increased growth. The report comes just a week ahead of the Federal Reserve's next meeting. After that, there's only one more meeting of the central bank this year. Airlines are now required to refund passengers automatically for canceled or significantly delayed flights. Under the Department of Transportation's new rules, airlines have to provide cash refunds promptly without customers having to even ask. Domestic flights delayed by 3 hours or more and international flights delayed by 6 hours or more qualify for those refunds. The number of job openings fell for September. The Labor Department says less than 7.5 million jobs were available. That's a drop of more than 400,000 from the previous month's revised tally. And consumer confidence rebounded for October. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index surged to its highest level in 9 months as consumers regained a little bit of faith in the U.S. economy. 8:38 at News Radio 92.3. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like Cemex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
Hello, Milton voters. My name is Ashley Fretwell, and I am running for Milton City Council. I am a graduate of Milton High School and hold a bachelor's degree in nursing from the University of Alabama. With over 15 years in the medical field, I have learned what it means to be a leader, not a follower. Our council needs fresh ideas, integrity, and transparency. On Tuesday, November 5th, I ask that you vote for me, Ashley Fretwell, for a competent, caring, and committed Milton City Council.
Paid and approved by Ashley Fretwell, candidate for Milton City Council, Ward 4, Seat 1.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So you sit down at the restaurant. Doesn't matter what restaurant it is, and your server comes over. We don't call them waiters anymore, waitresses. We call them servers. Of course, that's longstanding. But anyway, your server comes over and says, "Hey, how you doing? Can I get you a margarita or a beer to start off?" Which, by the way, is the better way to ask that than, "Would you like something to drink?" Offer specific suggestions, right? Give them a choice between two positive alternatives. Just basic salesmanship, right? And then you say, "No, but I'll take a Coke." Or you say, "Yes, I'd like a margarita." And then they say, "All right, cool, I'll put that in for you. Would you like to start off with some skillet queso? Or can I get you some, you know, cheese to dip your breadsticks in?" I don't know. I'm playing across different restaurant genres here. And, you know, and or the bad version of this is, "Would you like an appetizer?" Stop it. Two positive alternatives for them to choose before. And you can even say something like, you know, "Hey, we've got a really good shrimp scampi appetizer. Would you like to try that today? It's on special." I mean, whatever. Okay. And then you go through your meal, you know, and "I'd like the steak. Would you like to have mushrooms with that?" And then you get done eating the steak, and then you get all done at the end. "Man, was that food good?" "Yeah, sure was. But I'll tell you what, we've got a fantastic fudge brownie warming up in the microwave. Put some sauce on it. You can have it with an espresso. Would you like to try something today?" "No, thanks. I'm full." "Okay, fine. Here's my question." 4-3. Yes, for about 5 years. Olive Garden Chili's. God, the Katsina's, I'm trying to remember. There's a breakfast place, Rose Garden. I don't know, Lone Star Steakhouse. Anyway, so my question is, 437-16, waitering tables is a great way to learn how to deal with people and, you know, make good money as a college. It's a great college endeavor and flexible schedule and all that. So question is, do you like it when the server upsells you or offers to enhance your meal experience with suggestions of things you can pay more for? Or do you dislike it? Do you feel like, "Stop trying to foist all of these things on me. I know what I want, and I'm not here to buy your extra stuff." 437-1620, 437-1620. John, like it or don't like it?
I don't like it. But the way you say it, I'm like, "Oh, yeah, the scampi sounded good. The brownie in the microwave, let's go."
See the my theory is this. The reason people don't like upselling by 437-1620, I want to hear your opinion about this. 437-1620. The reason I think that people don't like it is because it's done badly.
It's done poorly.
And a lot of times the reason it's done poorly is because the bad server thinks it's just like an obligation and they feel like they're imposing on you by doing it. And that translates. Even if they don't say it, you catch wind of it, you know, because you know how to deal with people. And it's all the difference in the world. "Yeah, my manager says I got to ask this question. You want to spend extra money on a thing that you don't really want?" I mean, that's one way to ask. Or the way I did it, which is, hey, here's this good thing. It's one of my favorite things on the menu. Would you like to try one today? Oh, no, okay, no worries. You know, you want some water with ice? Okay, fine. you know, so we got, oh, my God, Meg is in, Mel's across here. Meg Pelletier, who's our new pep talk person. Your thoughts? You'd like to be upsold or not upsold?
You know, it's just a question of how much time do you have?
Okay.
Right? So if I'm in and I'm ready to have a nice leisurely dinner and I'm in a nice restaurant and they're saying, okay, this is our special this evening, I love that because then I feel like I'm being paid a little extra to go
You're being
this
pampered
place.
A little bit.
Yeah. But if I'm somewhere and it's lunchtime and I have an hour, could we just get on with it?
Come on, let's just do this and get over with.
Let's go, yeah.
I'm not here for the fun of this. I'm just making the
really
body keep running.
It really depends on the who, what, when, where. Yeah. You know, if it's a good date, if somebody you really want to spend time with, great upsell.
But, right.
Can we get... Move on to dessert, please.
But if it's a bad date, if it's somebody who bites their Kit Kat across the two bars, you know, like,
thank
no.
Thank you. Yes,
no,
exactly.
Don't need to make this any longer than it's already going to be.
That's exactly right.
437-1620, 437-1620. Before we get to the text, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even Highway 90 through Pace, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Some of the texts on the question of do you like the server, waiter, waitress? I just, all these silly terms. Anyway, do you like your server to offer you upsell things or not? Somebody says, it's annoying. I only like to hear about the daily special, which, by the way, that's a for granted. Like, you ought to explain the daily special if you have one. And don't just, today our daily special is chicken marsala. Great. Tell me the price and tell me why it's interesting. You know, don't assume people know what it is. You know, you are in a descriptive storytelling environment. Get people to enjoy a thing. Yeah, we got chicken marsala today. You know, it's got mushrooms and a marsala wine sauce, and it's $10.99 or, I guess today, $20.99. Yeah. Back in the day, $10.99.
Where are you going to eat?
I don't know. I'm going to eat in the 90s. That's where I'm going to eat. Somebody says, I don't like it as I usually already know what I want. I don't like it. It causes my spouse to drink more, like, brand name upsells. I understand that. I get that. I don't like it. I also prefer to be asked, can I get you something to drink? I don't like for it to be assumed that all people drink alcohol. Depends. McDonald's, no. The district, absolutely. No, that's fair. That's situational, like you said, Meg. You know, which place are you at? No, but I understand because I have worked in food service and we have to do it with every customer. By the way, there's one theory about upselling that is sort of the negative one, which is they just want to make more money off of you. Okay, true, right? They make the biggest percentage of profit off of those things, especially the alcohol, right, and dessert. Those are very high profit, you know, low cost kind of items. But then again, here's the other side, and the waiter will make better tips too, so it's in their best interest. I took a totally different approach when I was a waiter. I always figured that I like to eat. People who go out to eat like to eat. People who like to eat more, better, interesting, right? And you have a better time when you have a glass of wine, and you have a better time when you have dessert, and you have a better time when you have a coffee, and you have a better time when you have an appetizer. So in my mind, now I was never of the type that says, are you sure you want a sirloin? Don't you really mean a ribeye? You know, like, not that, but really helping people have the best experience. And I know they're going to have the best experience when they spend more to get good things. So I was always trying to sell them stuff I thought would make them happier. If they're happier, they tip more. So it's sort of an all-around package. But if you feel like it's an obligation or a burden, you're just trying to make the man money, you know, gotta ask these questions. Well, you know, it's not going to work really well. I'd rather not have the server upsell me, but Andrew is very good at it.
Yes. Yes, that's what I said.
Well, it's kind of a, like, what you're really, when you're a server, you're selling the eating experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a consultant, you're a facilitator, you're a concierge. The best ones. You know, and so you should be trying to help them have a great experience. And you got to read people, too. And the kind of person, no. Well, okay, I'm not going to try again because I learned who you are. You know, so anyway. Andrew's good at it. Doesn't sound like a salesman. I'd take the warm chocolate brownie.
Yeah, see? That's what I was like. I'll take it even though it's in the microwave.
Okay, and, you know, it's funny because even as I was saying it, I was like, I probably wouldn't say microwave because that's lower class, even though that might be the reality.
Right.
Hey, we warm it up for you. You know, that kind of thing. Just to be polite and tell me the chef's special. Don't rush me. No, that's a good one. Don't rush me. And, you know, sometimes, I don't know why this got into my, I was thinking about this today. But, you know, one of the other things that you're doing is you're helping people make decisions. You know, some people are very good at making decisions. Some people go into the restaurant, they know exactly what they want, or they look at the menu for a minute, they know what they want. I always felt like I was there to help make a good decision. Oh, and by the way, this is like the server talk now, not just the subject. But if people ask you if something is not good and you don't like it, you should definitely tell the truth.
Be honest.
Be honest. Yes, because the worst thing is you know, you buy something you think is going to be good and then you don't enjoy it. What are you there for?
Don't you think, too, that people like to be taken care of?
Yes.
You're talking about the experience,
the whole
right?
Thing
so
is
I've
pampering.
Had a long day at work. I want to sit down. I don't want to make any decisions.
Right.
I love the idea of a good server will to kind of take care
yes.
of me and make sure that anticipate what I want.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And you can tell the difference when they're trying
yes.
to do that, too. But yeah, if something is not good, but it's popular, you can always say that. You know what? Honestly, I don't enjoy it much, but it is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can say that. I mean, but you know, anyway, let's see. Somebody says, I don't mind a server making food and beverage suggestions. I don't like it when I'm still eating my salad and they bring me my steak. Yeah, timing is everything. Although in their defense, they can't always control that. You know, the kitchen controls that and it may not be their fault. I don't like being upsold, but presentation is everything. The company I work for is real big on upselling. You have to be on point and in good mood to be successful. If you're not on your A game and the customer is not in a good mood, it's best to just avoid it. Somebody says, upsell for sure. I always ask I always ask servers what's their favorite. Same to me. And I always am disappointed when somebody's like, you know, I haven't really tried a lot of things. Okay. You know, fine, whatever. Somebody says, no, I generally don't like being upsold because I usually know what I want wherever I'm going. But if I'm interested in something different, I'll listen. Otherwise, I just tell my server, I already know what you want. You don't have to tell me the specials or upsell or anything. And also, I do feel like this is now turned into server advice segment. This is a funny one for me to say. But speak at a pace they'll understand. What beers do you have? Kurz Light, Bud Light, Michelob.
Exactly.
Ah, God.
Can you throw it down?
I know what they are, and I can't hear you talking back quickly. You know, our specials today, blah, 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 it's an experience.
Right.
It's an experience. Nobody's going, except for Meg, goes out to eat to get it over with real fast. You know? Anyway. 437-1620. Somebody says, I never refuse the praline basket at Grand Marlin. Okay, see, and that's the point, you know? And sometimes you're reminding people of something they love. Anyway, 851 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low-tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined, while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues. For senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional, I'll fight for a free Florida and a low-tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology. He'll be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, I am Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Y'all work together?
That's right.
What you do?
We kill vampires.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. What was the thing I was going to tell you about? We got a thing coming up. I wanted to make sure to mention it. Oh, Phil the Mayflower. That's right. Man, this is such a big event every year. Coastal Moving and Storage, WAR Channel 3, News Radio, Cat Country, Man of Food Pantries, and Mayflower, of course. It's a, you know, Coastal Moving and Storage. It's a great event. Friday, November 22nd. So it's going to be over at the mall, and you can show up with your food items, canned items, non-perishables. And like I always say, if you're not sure what to buy, this is not the time to experiment on the food you think maybe somebody's going to like. Just buy peanut butter. Like, you cannot go wrong buying peanut butter. It's a superfood. It's very durable, and it is super nutritious. So that's always the one. You cannot go wrong with that. 8:55, John Pickens got traffic on the 5. John?
No accidents to let you know about. Not even any slowdowns. Traffic is moving smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Not even any slowdowns. You sound sad about it.
I know, because it gives me more to talk to.
So let me get this straight. You want there to be adversity in the morning commute so that you have more airtime.
Well, yeah, because you don't give me enough. Well, you know, I'm just being Captain.
I love it. Oh, man. What did we just tune into? Nothing. Nothing to see here.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
That's right. I love you so much. I keep forgetting. Every day I have things I'm like, I got to tell them this. And then I get to be 8:55. I'm like, oh, all day I didn't tell. The Super Deltas today. So you can see the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds fly. They arrived yesterday, the Thunderbirds did. And they're going to be flying somewhere in the 11:30 to 12:30 window. I don't think we've gotten refined time yet, but it's going to be beach in Palafox. And I wish I could tell you the direction. You know, is it the normal return home route down Palafox and across the beaches? As in, is Andrew McKay's house going to be the early warning system like it normally is? And I don't know the answer, so I don't know what to tell you other than, I don't know, get out a blanket, put it out on the grass, and lay outside for an hour. And then, of course, they come pretty quick. Like, it's, you know, it can catch you off guard if you're not really paying attention. So good luck. Good luck. And then, by the way, you know, of course, the shows this Friday and Saturday are going to be fantastic. Thunderbirds fly at noon and Blue Angels fly at 2. But tomorrow for Halloween, which are the bases closed, but you can still watch practices from sort of the peripheral locations, or if you want to get on your paddleboard or your boat, you can go watch them. Thunderbirds are supposed to fly at 1 and Blue Angels at 2. So that's actually a pretty compact schedule if you wanted to catch both of them. Tomorrow might be the better day than the two-hour set, which is not much separation if you get onto the base for the actual shows Friday or Saturday. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. If you're looking for a good place to buy a used vehicle, Frontier Motors. That's, you know, we bought a Honda Odyssey from them, gosh, like, what, 7 or 8 years ago now. I'm trying to remember when exactly we bought it from. But we bought it a 1 year used. And we weren't, what happened at the time is we were just looking to test drive. Because what I always tell you to do is, you know, figure out the car you want to buy before you have to buy it. That way, when time comes to actually have to, you know what you're looking for and you can just shop based on quality and price, right? Like, that's kind of the idea. But you don't want to be in the crisis of having to, like, if a car goes bad, you don't want to have to be figuring all that stuff out at one time. That's why you pre-shop, right? And also kind of the don't shop when you're hungry thing. So for us, we were just looking to test drive a Honda Odyssey, but we couldn't do it because of the year they were. The pre-owned certifieds were all sold before they could be test-driven, and they weren't cleaned up to be test-driven before they were already sold. It's like this weird catch-22. We found one at Frontier. We called it our unicorn, and it was the right color and everything, and we basically said, well, can we buy it? You know, because the price was so good. And they worked with us on the price, and then we're like, are we? And so they sold it to us. But it had been on the lot down in Orlando at a car dealer as a pre-owned certified. They couldn't sell it. They put it up for auction. Frontier bought it. We bought it. Like, it was that easy. And they have been great ever since. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Cough.
Sorry. Just, it was, you know that one that'll get you and you can't get rid of it? Oh, I hate those. What else do we have on the list for today? Oh, you know what we haven't gotten into? I have to do this tomorrow. You know, all these newspapers are not endorsing presidential candidates this year. The LA Times, Washington Post, USA Today Network. Like, their papers, Gannett, is not endorsing presidential candidates this year. I think that's fascinating. We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet and what that means because, you know, the liberals are furious because they were counting on it. I'm just not sure how many people get up on election day and think to themselves, I just don't know who to vote for president. Oh, the Chicago Tribune says vote for Trump. That's my decision. Listen up.